Hey, 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 everybody. This is your girl, aka the Lioness, here on my podcast. And I've been asked to host GV Hot 97 Black Views, co-host with Magic Mike, which is my brother. And we have some really good, candid discussions. And so I really wanted to share that with you all. It's about balance in relationships. So I think it might be something that you might enjoy. So stay tuned, stay connected, and enjoy. I will come back later and just talk about balance on my personal views. But for right now, here's GV Hot 97 Black Views, candid discussions with Magic Mike and your girl, aka Lioness. Enjoy. Okay, are we gonna try this? Hey.
we need to try one.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Magic Mike, what is really going on? How you doing?
Hey, you know, highly blessed and favored, you know, coming through with that great smile.
Right. So let's kick this off right, man. We never start a show without the you know what.
Well, you know, let's just do our thing.
I think we should. Let's kick it like we always do. Uh-oh. I heard you was coming through, Magic Mike.
For this.
I think they've been waiting a while for this too.
So here we are.
Let's do it.
Great. Yeah. Welcome to GV Hot 97 Black View. You're listening to Magic Mike. And today on the show, I got my co-host.
Hey.
One of the greatest and the baddest.
Oh, really?
The beautiful Lioness.
Hey. The greatest and the baddest? Dang, that is good. It's your girl, aka Lioness, on GV Hot 97 Black Views. You've just tuned in to Candid Discussions with Mike Jackson, aka Magic Mike, and your girl, Danette Wallace, aka Lioness. Oh, man, we got a show for y'all today. Music included, right, Magic Mike?
Hey, give them something to groove to, you know?
Hey.
You gotta keep your mind moving.
Right. Like we always do. So, I know I don't get these calls just because. So, what's on your mind, Magic Mike? What are we talking about today?
You know, I tell you, it must be in the air or something about relationships. You know, I had a good friend of mine call and they needed some advice, and so I gave them some advice about the relationship and balance in life.
Yeah.
You know, I think that we need to really speak on relationship and balance, and I couldn't have asked for a better person, co-host,
aww,
woman to get on this with me.
Well, you give me way too much credit.
Well, you know, I give credit where credit is due.
Okay. So what was the conversation about? I mean, I don't know much, but you know, we'll see what we can work through.
You know, the young lady's having a problem, you know, with the way that she chooses men, you know, and things that keep going on with that, and she keeps picking the wrong ones and don't really have that strong balance of how to get a good man, how to find a good man. So, you know, I think that, you know, it's a lot of women out here like that, that's kind of lost because they in a lonely state of mind and they just need somebody, anybody.
I believe it. You know what? I think, you know me, Mike, you know, we all stay in our lanes. DJ Debo, shouts out to DJ Debo, holding down Uncut. We that's our brother.
Man, my brother.
But what I was going to say is, I just think, you know, I got to stay in my lane. I'm the Christian girl, right? You said a couple of key things. You said she picks and she chooses. And first mistake, we can't pick or choose. The Bible says a man who findeth a good wife, a man who finds a wife findeth a good thing. So, I hate to tell you, ladies. I'm still single for this very reason, because it would be very easy, Magic Mike, for me to go out there and say, okay, let me see. I want them this tall, this color complexion. I want them with this type of education, this type of job. But that may not be what is for me, right?
That's right.
And a lot of times when we pick and choose, we get the same devil, just a different package. Okay? I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying.
That's right.
That's all I can say. So, I mean,
that's right.
But I do understand the need to want somebody just to share life with, love on you sometime. You know what I'm saying? Hold a hand or two. But I think that's a struggle that is not just for women. I think it's for men too.
Well, you know, everything that you just said was so beautiful. You know, that's why I couldn't have got the right person on here with a spiritual balance to go on and rock their heads.
Ooh.
You know, if it were me, I'd tell them to go buy a teddy bear.
They got the ones you can record your voice talking to yourself.
hey.
I love you.
Nowadays with that new robotic company, you know, they got all these new dolls that just flow with the flow.
Right.
You know,
right.
I mean?
Ooh, you know that's scary though.
Yeah, it can't be as scary as just choosing anything.
Well, that's true. What kind of problems was she having, Magic Mike, when she got into the mix? Like, what is it? They don't want to be around? What, they lying? They cheating? What's really going on?
Well, you know, honestly, you know, it's a combination of probably a lot of things, you know. I think that in her situation, you know, she's just repeating the same cycle over and over, you know, trying to get this man to be something or be where she wants him to be in her heart and in her life.
Mm.
And, you know, if it's not in a person already, you sure can't put it there.
Right.
You know, and I think that that's a thing that a lot of people don't understand. You know, if love isn't there, the affection, the honorable part of wanting to be in this relationship with you, you can't just give that to somebody, you know, and expect, you know, that you can come. I don't know. Let's put it this way. It's such a gigantic facade in people's mind that they can change people to be what they want them to be.
Mm.
You know, when somebody is showing you who they are, why don't you believe it?
Hello.
You know, that's the part that bothers me. People don't believe that. It's like they want to turn a blind eye, and then when the naked truth comes out, then they're all over Facebook talking about, oh, that nigga ain't no good. No, you knew the whole time he wasn't no good. You know, but it really ain't his fault, though.
Why it ain't his fault, Magic Mike? Hold up. You know I got to stand up for the ladies. Okay, I'm going to let you finish.
I expect that.
Go ahead.
It ain't his fault, and the reason why I say it isn't his fault, because when you know something that is broken and you still purchase the item, who can you really be mad at?
That's why they give them. That's why they give you discounts on the price.
Hey. You know, and if you chose that discounted item and it got home and gave you the discounted product,
and
that's
stop.
What it produced, how can you look around and be angry?
Oh my God. Okay, so listen, I got to table that one because that's a good point. If you know, but you also made a point about giving yourself. So how about we play a couple of songs, and again here on GV High 97, we all about the message. So here's a couple of songs that we put together just as we go into a little interlude for you. You ready, Magic Mike?
Hey, I'm ready. I'm ready, Lioness. Let's bring it to him.
Let's bring it to him.
Let's
do it. Here we go.
can see. I hear we got to lock down, but I got the master key.
You give me way too many compliments. Way too many.
I just want people to understand just how special you are to GB Hot 97. Not only that, just how special you are to me as my sister.
Aw, thank you, bro. Well, I mean, you know, I hope you like. I played some Tink, Treat Me Like Somebody. Then I went right into that Joe, All the Things Your Man Won't Do. I think the message is very clear. It matches with what we're talking about. You know what I'm saying? It's about the message around here at GV Hot 97.
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree with you, Lioness, but what I want the people to understand is what they don't know about this beautiful, talented, exquisite woman in the studio. Man, she comes with the DJ side, and a lot of y'all didn't know that she was a DJ, too. Hey, she had me over here hugging my own self and my feelings, and I ain't even having no problems.
Magic Mike, you just need a teddy bear. That's all you need, a teddy bear. Go get you one today.
I feel like Big Magic Mike was a teddy bear right now, you know?
Well, I'll tell you what, getting back on topic, though, before we went to the music break, you said something that I just thought was really profound, with the fact that we give of ourselves to people. And I got a question. Why? And this is a question for our men. My brothers, my men, you know, women don't know, or some women will just give of themselves to anybody. It's just what it is. And I think, what's the word for that, Magic Mike? Would that be considered a hoe? Is that what that word would be considered as?
Well, it's in the shed like a garden tool, so let's go with this.
Let's just say it is, but it may not be.
It may not be, but let's just go with that right now.
But when we give of ourselves so easily, I mean, think about this. When you go shopping, I got my girls that go shopping online all the time. They go online, they go to different sites, check prices, okay? They go to different sites, they read the comments and the reviews, and what do people say about it, and should I spend my money, and did anybody have any delivery or shipping problems? Did it take too long to get it? They research things that they buying online better than they research the men they gonna get themselves to physically, emotionally, and spiritually. I'm just saying.
Now that's deep.
I'm just saying, Magic Mike. I'm just saying. I'm talking to me now. Don't forget. Man, the Lioness be talking to her. I'm talking to me. But we research items that we're going to buy. We research jobs that we're going to take. We research things better than we do the people that we want to date. I don't understand it.
I think that sometimes it's about the packaging. You know, they get glamorized by the packaging more than what's inside the package.
Woo.
They care more about what the visual, you know, and then they'll call that love. You know, you can't substitute one for the other. It doesn't work that way. You want to know how good that product works inside that package. So you have to take it out the package and look at it. You have to test it out, see what it's all about. Check the warranty. The warranty is so important. Ooh. See, people don't look for the warranty anymore.
Come on, bro.
They don't want to know the logistic of how long this product is going to last. You know,
and what happens if it don't work out?
Exactly. They live for the here and now. And then it's like instant gratification. That's what the world is set up for. Listen to the music.
Yeah.
Listen to the music that the folks or young folks are playing out today and listening to. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of like I've seen a meme on Facebook that said something to the effect of, you know, they're more about the instant gratification at this point right now when we was like, move, be, get out the way.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
And we handling business, you know. So now it's like, you know, who can give me that right now?
Yeah.
Who can let me have the right now? And
we giving it up right now.
That's
Oops.
Right.
Oops. Did I say that? Did I say that?
That's right.
Oh,
that's
my bad.
And I'm going to tell you something else that's missing in the whole perspective of all of it. God.
Mm.
See, they ain't humbled themselves long enough to allow him
to work it out.
To bring what they need.
Yeah.
And work out that problem in their
right.
life. I told my friend this morning, I was like, hey, I said, are you scared of being alone? Because that's the number one fear with some women. They're afraid to be alone to get that alone time so that they can understand who they are.
Mm.
And they can dig deep inside of themselves and discard those things that attract them to the nothing.
Well, Magic Mike, I got to jump in on this one. I want to say that a package without substance is just a box.
That's hot.
Okay, but here's the thing. I'm going to get on my soapbox because, you know, it's a hard thing to be alone. And I'm going to take you even further biblically in Genesis. Part of the curse that women had after the downfall of man is what they call it, with the snake and the apple and all of that good stuff, the serpent and the apple.
Right.
One of the curses that was placed on woman was labor pains. I think we remember that. But then it also said that she shall long for a man. That was actually a curse placed on woman from the beginning of time. So, yeah, we got some problems. You wonder why you thirsty. There's a reason. We do. We don't want to be alone. We just don't. And we don't want to. I mean, I'm guilty. I don't want to sleep alone at night. I don't want to go through these successes we've been having with GV Hot 97 and in my personal life and in my career. I don't want to go through those things alone. I don't want to come home and nobody's there to say, great job, baby, you know? But,
right.
But in order to walk a walk that I feel me, and I'm talking to me as the lioness that I need to walk, I have to maintain and make sure that I'm trusting God to deliver that package. And you know what? That package may come overnight. That package may take years. That package may come 2 weeks, priority mail 2 days. Who knows? All I know is that when that package is delivered and I'm told to sign on the dotted line, I'll know who the shipper was, and I'll know it was God. Ooh, I'm just saying.
That's right.
I'm just saying, because we don't even go do ourselves a due diligence to go on Google the person. Dang, you might find some domestic violence stuff. You might find all kinds of things. But I will tell you, just because you see things that are negative, it does not mean that that is who that person is. You know,
people change.
People change. God changes people too. So, yeah.
I agree. You know, I want to touch on what you just said, because the deepest part of some things is when God sends you a blessing, sometimes you don't see it. Because we're too busy looking for what we're looking for.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And we allow the beautiful side that he gave to this person that brought to us that blessing to get away. You know, because it may have been fat, it may have been skinny, ooh, it might not have been the finest man you thought you'd be, or the finest woman you thought it should have been.
Right.
It may have been exactly what you needed.
Right. And
not in the form that you wanted, but what you needed.
Exactly.
God put it in package together and delivered it to you. But see, we so finite in our thinking.
Yes.
That we always think that we have to be satisfied. Oh, he got the muscle. Mm. Oh, she got that long, pretty hair.
Oh, that six pack.
Or she got to be that big butt.
Hey.
Or he got that big package. Or you know what I'm saying? We are so in tune with things that God is telling you don't matter. This person came. I sent this person to you because they could ease the pain you're going through.
Right.
Mentally. And physically.
And guess what?
They gonna come in. That's
they
right.
balance you.
And bring you that balance.
Because what I've noticed is that thing where, okay, I'm super organized, I'm super this, I'm super that, but he might be a little messy and he might be a little that, but you balance him. You bring that balance in that relationship, and God knows what that chemistry is, but we so busy, like you said, oh, he ain't my type. I don't like dark-skinned guys. I don't like light-skinned guys. I only date people that are in this race. And guess
That's
what?
Right.
The devil knows your buttons. He gonna send
That's
you
right.
just what you like. And that
exactly.
and maybe that package, just what you like, might be exactly the opposite of what you need and can hold you
That's
down
exactly.
even
Amen.
Further.
Amen.
Man, and then you look up and you got all hell breaking loose. I think it's time for a music break. I'm in my emo right now.
You know, we didn't threw out some things and you done dropped a bomb on some people's head.
Ooh.
You probably need to soothe their brain right about now.
I don't know if it's gonna soothe it or make it worse, but here we go. Here we go. I'm gonna play us some music. Yes.
That's what I'm talking about.
Ooh, let's get it. GV Hot 97, Candid Discussions, Magic Mike and your girl, a.k.a. Lioness. Here we go to the station.
Love ain't just black and white. Ain't that simple? It's hard to tell who's wrong or right. When it's dark with us, I swear I barely see the light. Should I stick it out? Are you worth this fight? Are we worth this fight?
Cause I ain't no quitter, babe. And I've been damned for all these years. I thought you dissed me, babe. I was pale and no one wanted to stay with you, baby.
but somehow we got loose from what was oh so tight. Somewhere we went wrong when we were oh so
Mike, your girl, aka Lioness, your boy Magic Mike on Candid Discussions here at GV Hot 97 Black Views. Just wanted to play some of them real good songs with some real good messages. We just heard Thick of It by Mary J. Blige and Carl Thomas, Emotional, which I heard Magic Mike is one of your favorite songs. Isn't that your ringtone?
My ringtone. I'm emotional. I can't let go. Woo! Hey, let me tell you something.
What?
When I tried to tell y'all that she was one of the baddest women DJs, y'all thought I was playing? I just want to know. I know somebody out there felt her and in their feelings right now.
Please.
I know it.
That's what the lick read. Somebody in their emo. That's what we do at GBI 97. We make you think, right? We make you think.
I'm telling you.
It's about the message. Y'all don't understand. That's why music is so dangerous, because of the messages that get put out there.
Yes.
But as far as the messages that those two songs had, I think they deal with balance, because when you're in the thick of it, when you are really going through in your relationship, it's hard to balance. You get to work, you ain't quite right when you mad at your spouse. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
You ain't
That's
quite right with the kids when you mad at your spouse. You taking people's heads off, you know? You can't think straight. So it is a balance in relationships. And when you're trying to figure out hold on or let go, hold on or let go, you become an emotional wreck.
That's
you know,
right.
And when you're emotional, you can't process. You cannot possibly process things with a sound mind like you usually would. Balance.
I totally agree with that. You know, a lot of times when I'm talking to people and we're giving and I'm trying to give them a piece of advice or something, I tell them living in your emotions can be dangerous.
Ooh.
That's the most dangerous time for you.
Yeah.
You know.
Vulnerable.
And exactly. And you know, a lot of times, you know, people have to learn how to elevate that. They have to learn how to get above feelings and emotions and rise into a higher plane of thinking, you know, and you have to, you know, we all go through different stages in our life, you know. Critical thinking is one of the greatest gifts that God could bless you with,
right?
You know, to be a critical thinker, you know, because you have to think through so many different aspects of turmoil that one wrong turn, and I mean in a thought, one wrong turn can end everything for you.
Talk to me. Talk you know, to me. Magic Mike. So we, ooh, ooh, ladies, so ladies, to, ladies, please listen to what he's
you're
saying.
So crazy.
Please, ladies, don't turn the station now. Stay tuned and stay connected. You know, listen to what my man Magic Mike is saying.
You know, having that spiritual balance in your life will help with that love balance in your life. And you will begin to understand what it is to show that compassion. Because one of the deepest things in a relationship to me is a friendship. If you don't start out with that friendship between each other, you know, and that's the sad piece, like we were talking about. Nowadays, everybody, you know, you go on a date a couple of times and we go into bed.
No, wait,
you know,
hold up.
People don't
back that
anymore.
Thing up. Back that thing up, Magic Mike, because wait a minute. Because your girl done had a few of them one-night stands, I'm saying. You know, you get up in the club and they playing all these When We and some other type songs. And before you know it, you done had, you ready. You ready. So
yeah,
sometimes you don't even three dates, sometimes not.
Well, I mean, I agree with that. I agree with you totally. But just know that you can't build a relationship off of that.
But
you know,
yes.
You're not going to be able to build that a foundation. You know,
exactly.
You know, when you're building a house,
yes,
it starts off with four boards. And I know a lot of people don't know that. It starts off with four boards when you're building a house.
Wow.
And if a board is weak in the foundation, you have to throw it away.
Right.
You know, you have to throw it away because now the foundation is weak. And if we start off and everything is just sexual, then we didn't build the base, which is the friendship. That's the foundation. That's the base. So when I get mad at you and I'm upset with you, I know how to back that. And I know how to come to the friendship part of the relationship and then think through the process of what got us here. Because that's what's going to bring us back together.
And
it's what got us here.
And you know what? God is love. If you learn
That's
how
right.
to love God, you learn how to love others. If you learn how to love
That's
God,
right.
you learn how to love yourself. And the
That's
biggest
right.
thing we forget where love is concerned, Magic Mike, is the balance. Here's the deal. You got to understand, you gonna mess up. You gonna make mistakes. You dealing with a good and a bad. You dealing with all the bad things you've ever dealt with, and you dealing with all the good things you've ever dealt with, and you have to learn how to balance those two out. Use the good when you need to, and use the bad when you need to, because, hey, the lioness, sometimes you gotta be a beast, sometimes you gotta be a savage. It's just the way life
That's
is.
Right.
It's the way you cope. It's the way you endure through the wilderness and through life. But when it comes to your relationship and it comes to your mate, we don't communicate effectively to know who the other person is. I've got a baby daddy who I love dearly. I know sometimes he might be grumpy. I know sometimes he might wake up on the wrong side of the bed. But this is what I know about him because of our friendship.
That's right.
So when
that's
he right. grumpy, do I get mad? No, I can't get mad because I know that's how he is. Or I got, you know what I'm saying? You got to have that
right.
relationship. You got to have that friendship.
That's right.
Because with your friends, you deal with you let a whole lot more slide than you do when you're with your spouse. Why is that?
That's right.
Why is that? You let your friends talk crazy to you and you be like, oh, she just in a bad, she having a bad day, whatever, whatever. And you her best friend again tomorrow. But your spouse.
Well, I mean, it's the balance of what you just said. You know, you and your friend have a bond. You'll have a friendship bond. You and your spouse may not have had that bond. Mm-hmm. Y'all just may have had that one night stand that just led into y'all getting into a relationship.
And we hooked
up.
But
you never started it off. Right. And you just hooked up. But you didn't hook up as friends. Mm. You know, that's where the foundation is. Once again, you know, as I tell people, you know, a relationship has endurance to it. Ooh. Through the friendship.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? You know, and the greatest quote ever that was ever written, that one of the greatest ones that I heard, was the race is not to the swift, but to the one who can endure the most.
Well.
The only way to endure that and bring us back to balance is you have to step out of the problem. And you have to get into the friendship that you built first, and then look at the situation as a friend. Just like you said, you can forgive your friend. That's how you will be able to forgive your spouse, because right. That's supposed to be your best friend.
Right.
You took the time to know him.
Yeah.
Just like you just said, I know that my baby daddy wake up sometimes, he's this way, sometimes he may wake up this way.
Right.
Because you took the time to learn the attributes of the man.
Right. Now,
that's
wait a minute, though.
A
can I just say, I got to be honest, though. I didn't take the time to learn and get to know him when we were in a relationship because I was young. I was young. But,
right.
You know, we've got a child that's in her late 20s and we've built that friendship raising a child. So that's the thing we forget to understand is, you know, we do kind of got to learn how to balance and stick it out because you don't really get to know anybody in 3 months,
well,
6 months,
a year. You don't get to know anybody in just a year's time. You know what I'm saying? There are people been together 10 or 15 years and not know each other. And the reason why they don't know each other, because there was no time that they really took to want to know somebody.
Hmm.
You know, when I'm courting and I'm with a woman, I want to know everything about her.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have to know all in one day, but I'm going to know because I'm visual.
Right.
You know, I don't want to know what you're talking about. I'm going to know about what I see you about.
Yeah.
Because everybody has a gift of gab.
Right.
You know, and we know that the law of nature of learning is 85% of communication is just nonverbal.
So in other words, ladies, let me break that down for my ladies, Magic Mike. Let me break that down. Believe what you see, ladies. If he is not showing you any love, and believe who, like Magic Mike said in the beginning, believe who they show you they are. Because you know what? I can say anything to you, and you may or may not believe it, but you have to believe the way I treat you, and you have to believe my actions.
That's right, Magic Mike. 100%.
It's time for another music break, bruh. I got to.
Let's go with it. Let's go with it, Lioness.
Hey, I need some music therapy. Somebody help music, you, girl.
Music calls the savage beast.
not always this one. Hey, all right, let's get to the station. Yep. GV Hot 97, Magic Mike, your girl, a.k.a. Lioness. Candid discussions today. The topic, balance in relationships. Let's go to the station.
Thank you. reason it must happen. We're in this bed, but there ain't no touching. I hate this.
Every now and then
we
have an argument.
Have an argument. She
knows just what to say
to press my buttons to get me to cuss it. It don't take nothing.
What we first said,
said that we were never gonna
let
what we fought about the night before
lead us in the moment.
Said I gotta keep that promise. So and we started kissing. Before you knew it, we was in our groove. Like, there ain't no better love making than that. Especially right after you met. I swear it is the best you'll ever had. If you in a relationship,
every now and then
you
have an argument.
Have an argument or two.
She knows just what to say
to press your buttons to get you to cuss and it won't take nothing.
We first
said that we were never gonna
let
what we fought about the night before
lead us in the moment.
Said I gotta keep that promise. So
thank you for tuning in. This is your girl, Danette Wallace, a.k.a. Lioness. Balance in relationships. Woo! Boy, you just heard GV Hot 97. Black Views presents Candid Discussions with Mike Jackson, a.k.a. Magic Mike, and Danette Wallace, your girl herself. It was a really good conversation. I just want to encourage you ladies and men, when you're actually getting into a relationship, make sure you know enough about the person to make a solid decision. That's the only way you can have balance. You got to know who you're dealing with. You got to know the good, the bad, and the ugly. So I'll just leave you with this. Just make sure you protect you. That's all I got to say. Your girl, Danette Wallace, I'm out. Thank you for tuning in today. If you like this, find me on Facebook, GV Hot 97. We're also GV Hot 97-Uncut and GV Hot 97 Black Views. Looking forward to hearing from you. Have a great, great day. And as always, stay tuned and stay connected.